up early and coming out to our session today. So I'm going to talk to you about a study that we did to look at changes in neighborhood residents' fruit and vegetable purchasing and consumption after the opening of new supermarkets in New Orleans. And I have no financial relationships to disclose. So as Adrian mentioned earlier, that there is an established body of literature out there that does examine geographic access to supermarkets and has linked associated with increased fruit and vegetable consumption. And Adrian also did a good job of highlighting that there's a body of literature that has identified disparities along racial and economic disparities in access to supermarkets as well. However, very few of these studies have examined any changes over time. Most of them have just been cross-sectional in nature, and the majority of those have just been one snapshot, one point in time. Because of this body of literature that has shown that geographic proximity has been associated with increased consumption, coming from that, there have been policy solutions that have been proposed to try and address this disparity in access. So if we can increase the geographic availability of fresh and healthy foods in areas that have previously not had that, theoretically, the thought is that then residents in those neighborhoods would then have increased access, which would lead to increased consumption of these fresh and healthy, affordable foods. We have seen a couple of very recent studies that have come out that have been longitudinal in nature and have had some conflicting results that have come out of that have not necessarily been able to demonstrate that link. We think that there are some issues with the time of follow-up, that you might need to follow up these changes for a longer period of time to be able to really see the impact of these changes. Additionally, some of these recent studies have just focused in on one store opening in one neighborhood. So there was room to really look at multiple neighborhoods over time to see what happens there. In New Orleans, we were, a benefit that did come out of experiencing Katrina is that we were given a very unique opportunity to really study the effects of these changes in the environment and to be able to study that over time. So we were anticipating when we developed this study back in 2009 and 2010, we were anticipating new supermarkets that would be opening across the city of New Orleans due to the Fresh Food Retailer Initiative that was signed into action in the spring of 2011. And again, Julia will follow me and talk a little bit more about this and the implementation of it. So the objective of the study that I'll be talking about today, we designed a pre- and post-natural experiment that would be conducted to examine the influence of five new supermarkets opening across the city on neighborhood residents' fresh fruit and vegetable purchasing and consumption behavior. So we conducted two cross-sectional telephone surveys that were citywide across the city. These were conducted during the summer months of 2011 and again in 2013. So the Fresh Food Retailer Initiative was signed into being in the spring of 2011. So we were anticipating that there would be new stores opening between those two points in time. So our sample, it was an address-based citywide survey. We had 3,000 respondents in 2011 and then an additional 3,000 respondents in 2013. The main household shopper was identified to be the primary respondent in each household. And a 15-minute interview was conducted with each respondent that addressed where and how often that respondent shopped for fresh produce, collected information about their consumption habits of fresh produce, and also collected some socio-demographic information from each participant. So consumption was assessed in a modified food frequency format, similar to the Brifis-style consumption questions. And distance from each of the respondents' home to all of the grocery stores across the city was derived using geographic software. So between 2011 and the 2013 data collection rounds, we did have five new supermarkets that opened across the city. So you can, the black dots represent the new supermarkets that opened between those two points in time. And then the green areas around the outside that I sort of talk about as like a catchment area for that supermarket is the 2-kilometer network distance between that supermarket along the street grid lines. So anybody who resided within that catchment area who responded to the survey in 2011 and then also in 2013 were included in the study that I'm talking about today. So, yeah, again, so respondents within 2 kilometers of that new store were selected in 2013, which was about 527 of those 3,000 respondents in 2013. And then we retrospectively selected those who were within those same catchment areas who responded to the 2011 survey, and that was 630 participants. So those two together made up our analytic sample. We used logistic regression to assess changes in the likelihood of having purchased fresh fruits and vegetables in the past week in those 5 targeted neighborhoods. And linear regression was used to assess changes in consumption of fresh produce, and analyses were done in Stata. So this map you can see, so the green dots are the supermarkets that were open as of the 2013 data collection. And then the red dots are all of the respondents from the 2013 survey participants. So you can see that we had a great geographic dispersion of participants all across the city. And then these circles indicate very roughly the 2 kilometer radius around those new stores. So again, those participants who resided within that area were selected for analysis for this study. So this table just shows you the demographic characteristics of the sample in 2011 and again in 2013. You can see that there were very few demographic differences in the participants between those 2 years. The mean household size both years was about 2 people. The respondents were primarily female, which was expected. We were asking for the primary grocery shopper in each household. You can also see that this was primarily an older respondent sample. More than half of the participants were over 50 years of age. The only statistically significant difference that we saw in demographic characteristics between years was the proportion of respondents who had reported that they had less than a high school level of education was a little bit lower in 2013 compared to 2011. And here is just the crude food shopping and consumption behaviors looked at between years. So in under food shopping, we see that about 70% of the respondents in 2011 reported that they had purchased fresh fruits and vegetables from a supermarket within the past week. And it looks like that increased in 2013 to about 78%. And then asking about just general fruit and vegetable purchasing within the past week, not necessarily from a supermarket. We see that was even higher at 79% in 2011 and may have increased slightly to 84% in 2013. As far as food consumption goes, it doesn't look like there was much of a difference between 2011 and 2013 related to the average daily servings of fresh fruit, but it does look like there may have been an increase in fresh vegetable consumption between 2011 and 2013. And so this table presents the adjusted odds ratio for the likelihood of purchasing fresh fruits and vegetables in the past week in 2013 compared to 2011. This model was controlling for household size, age, gender, education, race, food assistance, employment status, and car ownership. And we did see that respondents in 2013 were about 1.4 times as likely to have purchased fresh fruits and vegetables in the past week from a supermarket than respondents in 2011. So that's interesting, but we also wanted to know about overall purchasing, not just from supermarkets. So when we looked at that, it was slightly higher in 2013 compared to 2011, but it was not statistically significant. As far as consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables, again, when we controlled for the other covariates of household size, age, gender, education, race, food assistance, employment status, and car ownership, the fresh fruit consumption did not significantly increase, but it did look like those participants in 2011 consumed on average about 0.75 average daily servings more than those respondents did in 2011. So in summary, we did look at the opening of 5 new supermarkets in New Orleans, and this was associated with a greater proportion of respondents who reported having purchased fresh fruits and vegetables within the past week from supermarkets, but not overall. And we found that there was a higher consumption of fresh fruits, of fresh vegetables, but not fresh fruit for respondents in 2013 compared to 2011. There were limitations to the study and to the methods that we used. We did use a landline phone survey, so this kind of explains the older demographic that we caught who responded to this survey. So we do understand that this may not be representative of all residents in New Orleans. It was 2 cross-sectional surveys, so we did not follow the same people over time, so there are limitations about that. And we also did not control for overall access to other food stores in this current analysis. However, we were able to examine differences in grocery shopping patterns before and after new stores opened. We were able to assess changes in multiple neighborhoods rather than just one neighborhood that adds strength to this analysis. There's additional work that we will be doing within the overall data that we're collected. So looking at not just the consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables, but also snack foods and unhealthy foods, because we know that supermarkets, while they do contribute a large amount of shelf space to fresh fruits and vegetables, they also have a lot of cheap, unhealthy food available there too. So we do want to look at that as well. Again, we want to add in a control for differences in overall food access for respondents. And also, we did ask questions looking at sources of food, including farmers markets. And there has been, Yuki and Adrian both alluded to this, that there has been changes in food access related to supermarkets in New Orleans. But we've also seen a large increase in the number of farmers markets and alternative food sources around the city. So we would like to examine that as well as it relates to food purchasing and consumption behavior of residents. Lastly, we want to be able to include respondents who had no supermarket to be able to control for temporal changes and cultural changes in overall shopping and consumption of those healthy foods. And also just acknowledge the other contributing investigators as well as some of the co-authors who are in the room, including Jeanette Gustat and Diego Rose, who are here. And also the call center at Mississippi State University was the group that we worked with to implement our phone survey that was conducted. And the study was funded by the CDC as part of the Prevention Research Center's program. And again, we have lots of information about this study and other studies that we're doing at the PRC on Facebook, Twitter, and our website. So if anybody has questions. Yeah, they were all supermarkets, but there were some differences, and we did not get into this in this analysis, but some of those supermarkets were more of a low-cost model store, and then others had more of a focus on fresh foods, fresh healthy foods, so they were sort of different in the market models that did open that would be interesting to also look at those differences, too. We did ask about total fruit and vegetable intake, we didn't look at that for this particular study. We only asked about purchasing of fresh fruits and vegetables, and for this we wanted to look at, to be able to link that purchasing and consumption, because that seemed to be, we were looking at people who increasing in that purchasing of the fresh fruits and vegetables, because if you're going to be the storage is different, so that was not looked at for this, but we did collect that data, and that would be something that we'll be looking at down the line.
It's encouraging to see any sort of positive change in consumption, but I'm wondering if you were able to compare these neighbor groups to the rest of the participants in your sample and see if this wasn't just a normal trend, like everyone's just getting healthier.
Right. We haven't done that yet. That is one of the next steps in the analysis that we'd like to take to be able to control for some of that changes overall too. Yeah, yeah. Sure. That was, yeah, that was how that question was designed. Have you purchased fresh fruits and vegetables in the past week, yes or no? Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. That's a good point. Yeah, you can. Yes. Yes, there is a lot of data collected, and we have not linked all of that together yet. So part of the question was looking at, did you purchase those fresh fruits and vegetables from a supermarket? It also asked, did you purchase, so if people responded yes, yes, they did get into what specific store they purchased to. So again, something that we can look at going forward.